My new Nintendo DS is so cool.
I don't really like video games. I would rather do something productive, like read classic literature or draw pictures.
Then you should try this new video game called Brain Age. You can do both of those things and more.
You sound like an advertisement. I told you, I'm not interested in video games.
All right, but it might be just the thing you need. Question: what is the woman in this conversation excited about? Seven.
Have you ever been to Kending National Park?
Yes, I have. It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Actually, I haven't been there. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, it's one of the most serene places in all of Taiwan.
I heard that there is a protected area there that is home to hundreds of different plant and animal species.
That's right. You should check it out if you get the chance.
Question: what are the speakers mainly talking about in this conversation?
Eight. I can't believe my mother was forced to retire from her job.
But your mother is only 40 years old, isn't she?
She just turned 45, and she's been working as a flight attendant for many years.
That's terrible. Age discrimination is never a good thing.
I agree. I'm going to write a letter to the airline company and complain.
Question: what is the woman in this conversation upset about?
Nine.
I've been reading a lot about deja vu lately. There are some interesting theories out there.
Deja vu? Isn't that when you feel like you've already done something?
That's right. Some people think that deja vu comes from experiences you've had in past lives.
Sounds fascinating, but it's probably not true.
I don't really believe it either, but it's an interesting theory. Question: what does the woman think about the theory that is being discussed?
10. Have you ever read the New Testament, James?
I'm not really interested in the Bible, actually. However, I have heard that it contains many interesting stories written by Jesus' disciples.
It's true. Jesus sounded like a very amazing person.
Do you believe that he was really the Son of God?
There was something special about him, but I don't really know if those stories are authentic.
Question: what do the two speakers think about the stories in the New Testament?